Amen. I feel like preaching tonight from the book of Luke chapter 21, if you got your Bibles. Amen. There's probably been a lot of this preaching along these lines lately. You know, I don't try to keep up with everybody else's preaching. Amen. But they got to preaching on healing one time. Everybody got to preach it on healing. And I do preach a lot on faith and healing. But I try to preach what the Lord gives me. In.
Yeah.
Right.
So I feel like tonight, amen, preaching right here from these verses in Luke 21. Look at verse 19. Luke 21 and 19 says, in your patience possess ye your souls. When you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the countries enter there unto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Woe to them that are with child, even though they give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, wrath upon his people, upon this people. They shall fall by the edge of the sword. They shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity.
Yes.
The sea and the waves roaring. Men's heart failing them for fear and looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory.
Yes.
And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. Lift up your head.
Yes.
For your redemption draweth nigh. Slip a hand to heaven. God, would you help
us? Oh, God.
Lord, move on the service here.
God,
yes, sweet Father, for the anointing. God, it should be a witness.
Yes, it is your word.
Lord, let it go out. Let it fall out on good soil. Let it
not on good feelings.
God, we pray that we'll hear the word to be a good
God.
Lord, that you might
touch the
Lord's heart.
God, touch
him in a mighty way. God,
lift
up God. God, we need to praise the glory and the honor.
Lord, we love you. We praise you.
Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
Praise God. You know, things are not always written in order.
You're right.
You're right. Yeah.
Some things are now. Some things are for the future.
Right.
But there's always a foreshadowing. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's like someone walking, amen, toward you, depending on the direction of the sun. And if you look on the ground, amen, then you're going to see an image of what is to come.
Uh-huh.
Right? Amen. Not the exact thing, but it allows you to see and to prepare. God has given people time to repent.
You're right.
Right.
Come on, bro.
Amen. I said, truly, the Lord has given men and women time to repent.
Right.
Amen. I was a praying the other day, and I began to think about this message here. Amen. And I began to think about how we're in the last days and in the end time. And I want to preach tonight on, are you ready?
Come on.
Are you ready? Amen. Because I'm telling you, Jesus is coming soon.
Yes,
amen. And we must have patience. If we're ready, he said, in your patience, possess ye your souls.
Uh-huh.
We must have patience because God has patience with us. And God has patience with this world. And God has patience with America.
Right.
Amen. Come on. 2 Peter 3 and 9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
Right.
Amen. As some men count slackness, but as long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Oh, friend, tonight, I want to ask you, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready to go? Amen. I'm asking you, is the blood applied? Has there been repentance of sin? Thank God. Amen. Have you made your calling? and election sure. Amen. 2 Peter 3:15. And we account, amen, that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved Paul, amen, also according to the wisdom given to him, hath written unto you. Do you know what the word long suffering means? It means patient.
Yeah.
Amen. God is waiting. But I'm telling you, the wait is about over.
Oh.
Amen. Once he gives the signal, guess what? The church is out of here.
Yeah.
We're going to leave this world. Amen. I tell you, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we're going to be changed. Thank God we're about to leave this world. Our exodus is just about here. Thank God. I'm telling you, are you ready? I'm looking for the Lord to come back. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. I'm looking for that catching up and that catching away of the saints of God.
Yes,
sir. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, hallelujah.
Glory.
When I got saved, Brother George,
have your way, bless you, God.
At 14, and I went down out in the yard that day. It was a beautiful day.
Yes.
And I laid on my back, and I looked up toward those skies, and I looked at those clouds, and I thought, Lord, are you coming back today? You could.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I mean, I laid there in the yard, and I thought, what a wonderful time it would be to be caught up, even to be caught away,
yes,
or to be raptured. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, we're going to see it, and we're going to be in it.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, we're going to be leaving this old world, Brother Daniel, one of these days. But right now, God has given men and women ample time to get ready and to get prepared and to make sure that they're ready to go.
Yes, sir.
Right. Amen.
Yes. The long suffering of our Lord is salvation.
Yes.
See, Romans 2:4 would say, or despiseth thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance.
Ooh, right.
Knowing God is loving.
Bless him, Lord.
Knowing God is kind. Knowing God is patient makes you want to get saved.
Right.
Right.
Knowing what's ahead. This world. Amen. It ought to wake this world up and wake the people up. Amen. To give their hearts over to God. Amen. Come on now. We're placed here to serve God.
Uh-huh.
The whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. And I'm asking you, are you ready?
Come on.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Are you ready?
Oh,
come on, bro.
Thank you, Lord.
What has to take it? What has to happen for the rapture to take place right now?
Come on.
The only thing that has to happen is God say, go get my children.
That's right. That's
right.
Yes.
Come
on.
Amen.
That's the only thing.
Bless him, Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Yes.
Nothing has to happen with the Antichrist right now.
You're right.
Nothing has to happen. Even with Israel. All things are ready.
Right.
Amen.
Come on.
Everything.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes.
The imminent return of Christ is upon us.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus is coming soon.
Oh, yes.
Jesus
is so coming.
And we sit and we think,
bless
he's coming. Men will say it out of their mouth, but their heart is unprepared.
You're right.
Yeah.
Their heart, with their mouth, they draw nigh. They profess that they know him. But with their heart, even they deny him. Polish him in a bottle unto every good work. Reprobate. My God, we know how Christ be in us, except we be reprobate.
Right.
Friend, I'm telling you, men and women say, yes, I'm ready. But they're headed another direction.
Amen.
Right.
You're right.
Doing other things.
Come on.
Living worldly. Living lives of lasciviousness and lust.
Come on.
Living lives of hate and debate and bitterness and anger. living lives of adultery and fornication and homosexuality. That tells me, amen, they're not ready to go, because if they was ready, they'd be living right. They not only would profess, amen, but they would possess something in their vessel. They would be a vessel of sanctification and honor.
Right. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Are you ready?
Come on, brother.
Holy.
Are you ready?
Come on.
1 Peter 3:20. And once the long suffering God waited in the days of Noah.
Waited.
How long?
Right.
How long? Well, I just looked this up. Some people say 120 years. Some people said that the calculation is off. I want to tell you the main story here. The main thing is that God is waiting.
Right.
Yeah. But after a while, he's going to say, amen. Hey, come on. After a while, he's going to say, son, look at my children.
Yeah.
Destruction right. is about to come.
Come on.
Yeah.
Destruction is about to come.
Right.
Amen. We know over in Genesis 3:6, amen, the Lord spoke to Noah and said, my spirit shall always strive with man.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
What? He's flesh, yes. Then his days shall be 120.
Right.
Now some teach, well, God just minimized the age there. They didn't live like Methuselah no more. Then some say, well, that 120 was 120 years that Noah was preparing the ark. I don't want to debate with that. Whatever you think, that's okay. But let me tell you something. One thing you better believe is the Lord is waiting, and he's patient, and he's waiting for somebody to get saved. He's waiting for somebody to repent. He's waiting for somebody. Oh my. Listen, I'm telling you, he's coming, and he's coming soon. Amen. The church world ought to raise up and say, Jesus is coming. I'm like Brother George. None of these things move me. I'm not scared. I'm ready to go. I don't care what happens tomorrow. I don't care what the news says the next day, because I know my faith rests in Jesus Christ. My hope is in the cross and the blood of Jesus Christ. And neither of these things move me. Amen. I'm not giving into fear. I'm not giving into this world. No matter what happens, my trust and my hope and my confidence is in Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Cast not away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward.
Uh-huh.
You have need of patience after that you've done the will of God to receive the promise. What promise is it? It's a promise of eternal life.
Yeah.
It's a promise of heaven. It's a promise to see Jesus. It's a promise to be raptured out of this place.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus is coming. So we read in verse 25. There shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, the stars, upon the earth, distress of nation, with perplexity, the sea, and the waves roaring.
Yeah.
It speaks of signs in the sun, in the moon, the stars, upon the earth. What is it? Signs in the heavens.
Yeah.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
Bless him. Signs in the sky. You know they're discovering more and more.
Yeah.
They think they got it all figured out. I find that what I was taught in science as a child, there's such a vast difference now.
You're right.
That's true.
There's more galaxies than they ever expected. There's
right.
more planets than they... Come on now. We've only talked. There's just a few little handful. Now they're looking out there and they're finding more and more planets. And not only that, but have you noticed over the past 5 to 10 years, all these things that's happening in the heavens that scientists can't even explain every bit of it that's going on. Everything they're seeing. Hey, man. Oh, they call it UFOs, you know, unidentified flying object. And that's what it is. They can't identify what it is. God sending signs in the heavens. God sending signs. Praise God. These eclipses that they can't even predict is happening. These things, amen, these asteroids, everything you can think of. Amen. Why God is saying, I'm giving some signs. Amen. Before my coming, I'm showing people they don't know everything they think they know.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Get identified. Amen. We got more tornadoes. We got more earthquakes.
Right.
Tsunamis. You talk about distress of nations.
Right.
We're in the last days.
Yes, we are.
We're in the last day.
Uh-huh.
Bless him, Lord.
That word perplexity, it comes from a Greek word. It says no way out. The government is searching for a way out. And the time they got one thing fixed, something else comes up.
You're right.
Come on. Amen.
This can't be fixed, because that can't be fixed. And they fix that, but that messes up something else. It's going to be like that until the Lord comes.
Right.
Bless him, Lord.
Jesus has given us signs of his return.
Right.
Signs that will happen before his second coming.
That's it. Yeah.
But if the rapture of the church is before the second coming by 7 years, then when we see the signs of the coming Lord, we have to say, hey, the rapture must be getting close.
Amen.
Right.
Come on. Bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
I see the signs of the Lord's return.
That's right.
Right.
When you see these things begin to come to pass.
Begin.
Yeah.
Right, bro.
And he said, look up. Mm-hmm. Lift up your heads.
It's here.
For your redemption.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Shoot. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless
I ain't looking this world.
Holy.
I ain't looking. Come on. Some's looking for the Antichrist, and I'm looking for Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Come on.
Yeah.
They can look this earth all they want to, but I'm looking up above.
Come on.
I'm looking beyond, because my hope is there, brother.
Yeah.
My hope is there. That's where my faith is. That's where my eyes is. I'm walking by faith and not by sight. My God, I'm asking you, are you ready?
Hallelujah.
I feel God in this house.
Yeah, using God.
Thank you.
I feel the presence of God here tonight.
Bless
yes.
Jesus is coming. Our redemption's drawing nigh. We're moving toward the end. Amen. We're going to receive, we're going to see the return of Jesus Christ in power and in glory. We see the signs of that return. We know that our redemption is so close. Jesus affirms it. He says, now look, heaven and earth will pass away, but not my words. He said, take heed of yourselves. Amen. This is a message to you and I. Take heed. Be careful. Amen. Lest any time your hearts should be overcharged with serving and darkness, partying, if you will, the cares of this life, that the day overtake you unaware. Amen. Do you know what's in this world right now? There's a party spirit. Amen. Be careful that you're not caught up in it. The day of the Lord will catch you by surprise.
Amen.
Yes. Come on.
Yes.
Be careful of these things.
Yeah.
Jesus warns that these things are going to be like a trap for men.
Snare. Yep.
Amen.
Drunkenness.
Lord, have your way.
Amen. Partying. Carrying on cares of this life.
It's true.
And the day of the Lord is going to come upon people. Somewhere. Paul wrote and said, brethren, of the times and seasons, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Right. Somebody talked about a great falling away.
Praise the Lord.
The Spirit speaking expressly. Then in the latter times, some shall depart.
Yeah.
From the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and speaking lies and hypocrisy, and having their conscience with a hot iron, and forbidding to marry, and commanding to stand for meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving. Brother George, we're in the last day.
Amen.
Right.
Come on.
Amen.
Blessing, Lord.
You're right.
Oh, God.
Holy Ghost.
But I've been hearing here lately. There's been a stirring in the churches.
Yes, there is.
There's been a stirring here, a stirring there, and a stirring over there. God is fixing to stir one more time.
Yes, he is.
Brother Daniel, there's been people that praying. Pastors have called me and said, Pastor, amen, I had three saved this morning. We broke out and the revival wasn't scheduled. Another one says, we've had five saved so far, Pastor. Some evangelists, we're seeing people are getting stirred. People, amen. A couple weeks ago, we had a young lady come in. Amen. She was raised in our church, and she backslid. She came in and gave her heart over to the Lord because she said, Brother Daniel, I know Jesus is coming soon.
Yes.
Bless
y'all. Yes.
It's going to take people as a snare and a trap. It's a trap, folks.
Right.
It'll come upon them that dwell on the face of the earth.
Unaware.
Watch ye therefore. The Lord commanded his church to watch.
Watch.
And pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things.
Yes, amen.
That's right.
All what things?
That's right. Come on, brother.
Come on, brother, preach it.
Bless you.
These things of God's judgment.
Uh-huh.
These things after when John wrote Revelation, the things which shall be hereafter.
Yeah.
See ya.
That's right. Come on.
Revelation 4. The things which are coming that John would describe to us. We ought to pray that we're accounted worthy to escape all these things.
Yes.
Bless him.
The signs. The sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens shaken, earthquakes, pestilence, famines.
Yes.
That's all foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
It'll get worse after the rapture.
You're right.
That's
right.
Come on, pray. Pray that you be a cow worthy to escape. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?
Right.
You can't think religion and get there. You can't read, quote the Bible, told the Bible and get there. You can't, amen, just do this and that, turn over a new leaf and be a good person and do good enough deeds to get there. You can't.
You're right.
How are you going to escape?
That's right.
Jesus is coming, and I'm asking you, are you ready?
Jesus.
Can I tell you, repent or destruction will come.
Amen. You're right.
After you repent, wait for God. Live right. Live what the Bible says to live.
Yeah.
Come on. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
In your patience possess ye your souls. The word patience, amen, comes from a Greek word, which means of a strong endurance.
Yeah.
We endure. Trusting in the promises that Jesus is waiting for us. So trusting in the promises, brothers and sisters, that God will take care of us. Recently, very recently, a news article, amen, read, amen, Israel is surrounded.
Yeah. Here we are.
Another article read, only the beginning.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord. Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
What? Israel surrounded. Now I know he said, when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed or surrounded with armies, didn't know that the day of desolation thereof is nigh. I can, even listen, I know there's going to be some things in the future, but I see a foreshadowing now, and I see God waking men and women up. I see him waking them up to righteousness. I see him saying, repent, amen, or destruction will come. My God, I'm telling you, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draws. I'm telling you, Romans told us, Brother Tommy, amen, and that knowing the time, it's high time to awake out of our sleep, for now is our salvation nearer that we believe. I'm telling you, it's no time for sin. It's no time for fighting. It's no time for backbiting. It's no time for cussing, drinking, gambling, amen, holding grudges and bitterness, my friend. There's no time for it.
Oh God. Oh God.
You can't sit in a church with animosity in your heart and expect to go in the rapture.
You're right.
Preach, buddy, preach.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, brother.
You can't go to the house of God with a foul spirit.
No.
And expect to get to the pearly gates.
You're right.
If you have bitterness in your heart, glory not, and line them against the truth.
Amen.
Right, right.
Preacher down home said, amen, many people are going to have gate trouble. Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
I'm ready, Brother Earl. I'm ready. Got a shout of it out. As I stand here before this congregation,
yeah.
I can say 100%, I am absolutely ready for the coming of the Lord.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Didn't matter now.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, Dick, close my eyes. Amen. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm like Brother Wells. Amen. Brother Wells, you know, years he got saved and he said, I want you to preach my funeral. He said, I want you to preach holiness and all these things. And I thought he forgot about it, but he got down. It was years later. Amen. He got down sick. He was ready to go. And he said, son, he's on his deathbed. He said, I'm ready. My backs are packed. And he said, I had two visitors there this morning. I said, you did? Yeah, but mom couldn't see them. He said, it's angels. He said, they come in and sit on my bed and said, don't worry. We're going to take care of you. Don't fear not. Amen. He had a little fear of dying. But after that, he said, when I go, I want you to tell my family, amen, they don't have to worry about me. The angels done come and got me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I went back a day or two later. He said, Brother Daniel, my bags are still packed.
Yeah.
Thank God, thank God, thank God.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's going to be wonderful. Thank God. Hey, listen, eyes have not seen, no ears have heard, neither have you in the heart of man. The things that God has prepared for them that love Him.
Amen.
Are you ready? Is your bags packed? Hey man, come on now. Whoa, no one, it's high time to awake out of our sleep. The night is far spent and the day is at hand.
Yeah.
Can we just slip a hand up right now as I feel the presence and power of the Almighty God?
Holy Ghost.
Holy.
I was at Flatwoods a few years ago. Brother John Cornell was preaching, teaching on the coming of the Lord. When the Holy Ghost spoke,
yeah.
He said, my coming is at hand in so many words. Amen. Maybe he said, my hand is on the door. I can't remember. But listen, I do know one thing. That night, in several holiness churches, that very night, around the same time, because they called around to see if the Holy Ghost spoke anything. And the Holy Ghost spoke and said, I am coming soon.
Yeah.
Amen. That was just a few years ago. How close are we? We're so close right now. We don't got a minute to lose. We can't afford to let a minute slip by. We got to redeem the time because the days are evil. Making good use of time. Making the most of every opportunity. Don't waste it. Don't be sleeping and slumbering spiritually.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
Redeeming.
Yeah.
The time comes from a Greek word that means to buy up.
Like
random and rescue from loss. It means to improve opportunity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Notice the word in redeeming, deem.
Yeah.
Deem. To hold as an opinion, to think or to regard as. I felt like it's in prayer.
Yes.
We need to regard our time.
Yeah.
Number one, to God.
Yes, Lord.
Man, we need to have respect of God's time. Number two, we need to have respect of other people's time.
Yes.
Number three, we need to have respect of our own time.
Mm-hmm.
We need to allow, look at these, some of these words here, account, appraise, judge, esteem, reckon, sense, understand those times, because in the last days, the last days are here.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And I realize it. You realize it. So me and you need to make valuable use of every minute and every second.
Yes.
Be good stewards. Jesus is coming. Are you ready?
That's right.
Are you ready?
Come on, man.
How much time is wasted? Even by the careful planner.
Yeah.
In a sense, I kind of consider everything like this that's not spent. Spiritually, it's really, in a sense, a waste of time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I feel like a person should not do anything recreational. I think you should.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
But I think that your recreation of mind can be centered around a spiritual basis.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But God gave us all things to enjoy.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Jesus is coming. Are you ready?
Yes, right. Amen.
Are you ready? Oh, God. I wonder in this house,
God have you.
Is everyone here ready? Or do you think you're prepared?
Come on, brother.
If I'm going to go down and I'm going to catch the greyhound,
bless him, Lord.
I'm going to be sure I'm ready.
That's right.
If you're going to catch the flight, you better have your ticket.
That's right.
Just saying you're ready. And even not being prepared is two different things.
You're right.
Look here. Look here. Jesus. Lord, he's reaching out today.
Man,
do you believe that?
Yeah.
He's reaching out to men and women.
Bless him, Lord.
He's reaching out and saying, whosoever will, let him come.
Yeah.
Would you come and would you say, Lord, here's everything. Here's my heart. Here's my soul. Here's my mind. I'm preaching. I'm preaching.
Yeah.
Amen. Luke 17. Verse 26. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat. They drank. They married wives and were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also it was in the days of Lot. They did eat and drink, and they bought. They sold, they planted, they built it. The same day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven.
Yeah.
And destroyed them all. Even thus shall be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
That's right. Come on, brother.
Jesus said in Matthew 24:44, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not. Son of mankind.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Are you ready? If the trumpet should sound right now, are you ready?
Holy.
Jesus is coming soon.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
People say I'm ready, but they're not going to church.
Yeah.
They're going to work more than they're going to church.
You're right.
Come on.
They're going to the hospitals more than they're going to church.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? People say they're ready, but are they living holy?
Come on.
Amen. You say you're ready.
Come on, brother. Bless him, Lord.
But you're not dressed like you're ready. You still have your night clothes on.
Come on.
Still sleeping.
Yeah. You still got your nightgown on. You got your sleeping pants on.
Come on, brother.
You say you're ready. Are you? Does it appear like you're ready?
Come on.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Come on now. I see some walking around, spiritually speaking now, in nightgowns. Oh, you say, go to the people at Walmart. Yeah, I know. Come on. Amen. You say you're ready, but your bags are not packed.
Come on.
Oh God.
You're talking another kind of talk.
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Using God.
Yes, Lord.
You're walking in another direction.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. You're not watching.
Right.
You say you're ready, but you're running with the wrong people.
Come on.
Come on now. You've got to step out of that car.
Come on.
You've got to quit riding with the people you're rubbing elbows with.
Right.
Amen. Or you're going to miss your flight.
Yeah.
It will not wait.
Right.
Keep your eyes on the clock. Come on now. Amen. In Exodus or in the book of Matthew, we read of the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish.
Right.
Some was prepared and some wasn't.
You're right.
Are you ready? You say you are. But I'm wondering, are you? You say you're ready. But have you booked your flight?
Come on.
Have you made your calling election sure?
Glory to God.
Have you got impatient? Oh, look here. Look here. You caught bored. But it's really a lack of patience.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
So you play around. And you, what? Find something else to do.
Come on, bro.
You have need of patience after that you've done the will of God to receive the promise?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
You say you're ready. But then you say you're bored.
Come on.
How in the world can you be bored when you know the Lord is coming?
Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You ain't got time to think about nothing else.
Come on.
Got to work once a day. When night comes, no man can see the work.
Right.
Who's that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made rule over his house to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Look here. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, fighting, fussing, feuding. We ain't got time for that.
No.
Right.
People that's fighting and fussing and feuding, they ain't ready for the coming of the Lord.
Right.
No.
Right.
So they begin to fight their fellow servant, and then eat and drink with the drunken. And the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, in an hour that he's not aware of him. Double-minded. You can't go to 2 places at one time.
Right.
You can't have both worlds.
You're right.
It's heaven or hell. It's God or the devil.
You're right.
Come on, man.
Are you ready?
Have your way.
Bless this simple message tonight.
Huh? Jesus, Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
But it's still the truth.
Amen.
Have your way, Lord.
To think there are going to be people that have the opportunity, Brother Ronnie, to get saved. But they're going to reject that.
Yeah.
And turn it away.
Yeah.
Amen.
My soul has no pleasure in them that draw back.
That's right.
But thank God we're not of them that draw back into perdition.
Amen.
We don't want destruction of our soul.
That's right.
We're going to continue on and work till Jesus comes.
Yes.
Yes.
When I return, will I find faith?
Thank you, blessed.
I could hear Jesus in John 14 say, my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go prepare a place. If I go prepare a place, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Amen. Right.
I come quickly.
Yeah.
And I bring my reward with me.
Praise.
It'll not be, wait a little longer, sweet Jesus.
True. It's right, bro.
No, no, no.
Come on.
My Lord and
right now, God's forbearance, God's long suffering, is keeping this from happening.
Blessed be the
You got to call people sometime. You're going to pick them up. And you tell them at the precise time you're going to be there. But you know them. And you know you got to call and remind them. You got to call them again sometime. Let me tell you something. One of these days, God's going to say, enough's enough.
Amen.
I've waited on you long enough.
Come on.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Yeah. I've waited on you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. You ready? They come get a song tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Oh. I stood by my grandpa just a little bit before my birthday, brother. He passed away. And I stood by Grandpa, and he looked at me, and he says, son, he said, everything's going to be all right. I said, yeah, Grandpa, it's going to be all right. Well, then talked to him. I went to his house at night, and my cousin, my mom, several of us, and I laid down for just a few minutes. And my cousin, she ran in there and says, Daniel said, if you want to see Grandpa, he's getting ready to pass. And I stood there by his bedside. He looked up and he lifted his hand up and he took hold of another hand that I could not see. Dropped his hand and gave his last breath.
Precious Lord.
What a way to go.
Yes, amen.
What a way to go. He went begging for water. He wasn't saying, put the flames out.
Right.
He wasn't saying, give me another minute. Perfect peace.
Yes.
Perfect. How will you come to be absent from this body? How will you leave this world?
Come on.
If you had some time to talk, would you be praying, oh, if I had another minute with my Maker?
Come on, brother.
Just one more second. One more chance. One more opportunity. Listen. Brother George said it. If the Lord tarries, his coming. Another few days, few weeks, few months. One thing about it, it's appointed a man wants to die.
Yeah.
And after that, the judgment.
That's right.
Are you going to be ready? Perhaps a tragedy happens.
That's right.
Then what? As a tree falls, so shall we.
That's right.
Jesus.
Come on, bro.
I come here tonight with a burden.
Yes. Yeah.
I come here with a burden on my heart.
Oh, God.
To preach in this meeting. You may be all saved. There may be one drifting. There may be one on shore. And if you're on shore, then most likely you're lost.
Yeah.
If you don't know that you know that you know, it's a no so salvation.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Come on, let's stand. She's a well with your soul. Have you fixed it up? You ain't gonna sing this. Me and Jesus got our own thing going. That ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work. You must be born again. Sister Anna, when I got saved, I fell down an altar and I repented of my sins. I said, Lord, forgive me. Come into my heart. I'm a sinner.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for every sin I ever did, for all sin coming short of the glory of God. Just a few minutes later, the forgiveness of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the mercy of God flooded my soul. And I felt 1,000 pounds lift off my shoulder.
Me too.
That weight of sin was lifted. That guilt, that shame, that fear of hell was taken away. By a little simple prayer.
Yes.
Oh, I prayed for people around the altar. I had a revival several years ago, and 21 people got saved, and some of them didn't know how to pray, but they knew they needed want to get saved. Some of the young people would fall and look at me and say, "Preacher, I don't know how to pray." And I'd say, "Just talk to the Lord like you're talking to me. Ask Him to forgive you." Oh, we can talk about admit that you're a sinner, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, confess your sins. If we confess our sins and be faithful, just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, He'll deliver us. We'll have eternal lives.
Yes.
Oh, God's good to us. If you find yourself sleeping, why don't you come to this altar? If you just want to get close to God, my uncle, before he passed away, he died at 48 years old, had cancer. And I prayed with him, Brother Daniel, in that room. I prayed with him three times. He said, I know I'm ready, but I want to be sure. That third time, he said, "Why is it dying so hard?" I said, "Daryl," I said, "when the Lord gets ready, He'll send His angels and take you on." And the next thing I know, he took his last breath. He died in peace. He died in peace.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I want to be sure. I want to be sure, don't you?
Yes.
Amen.
I want to know that I know that I know. I don't want to ask somebody else, "Hey, brother, you think I'm ready? Am I ready? What do you think about my salvation?" I don't have to ask nobody. I know for a fact. That song says, "I was there when it happened. I guess I ought to know." All right. Anybody tonight want to pray?
Thank you.
Yes, over there praying. I was up.